Hello, it's me.
Hello, hi.
Well, I just woke up and I've had a message from Isabel on the phone. So
listen,
she must have spoken to you.
No, she rang and said, she's apparently on maternity leave. Apparently you sent them away last night without saying anything, yeah?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, well, they won't say anything. Let's just forget about it.
But you actually said to me that you hadn't even done it, which is extraordinary. But anyway, which is odd.
I don't know whether you are. Absolutely not. You know, if you want to have a chat about these things, but I'm not going to be commenting on stories on the phone line.
I understand.
Who knows?
You're one of the 94 hacked. I couldn't understand how you were behaving like this, and then I only thought maybe that's what it was.
Anyway, this is a nonsense story, and I'm absolutely not going to.
Well, it's not a nonsense story. There's truth in it, so they wouldn't be going as you know.
Mickey, this is a nonsense story, okay?
What does that mean, Chris?
It means it's a nonsense story. So where are you ringing you from?
I'm ringing from home on my mobile.
Fine. Well, if I were you, I would. If you want to have a conversation about this sort of thing, you should have a conversation with me in person somewhere. But I can tell you that this is an absolutely nonsense story. Okay?
I don't understand what you mean by nonsense story. Is it actually going to go away? If Isabel is ringing me, I know her. What do I say to her?
If I were you, I wouldn't return the call.
Yeah, wouldn't return the call. Would she not?
They have nothing. They have no story, and they cannot have a story. Unless you give them a story, and there's no reason for you to give them a story because it isn't true.
So you think your phone is still being hacked right this minute?
All I'm saying is I have written to the Metropolitan Police Commissioner and News International owns the Sunday Times, okay?
So what's that got to do with anything?
Well, fine. I thought you were...
But... We don't talk, so I can't possibly meet you.
I am not. I'm very happy to meet you and talk about something.
So you want me to lie again and say what?
I don't want you to say anything at all. I think you should. There's no reason for you to say anything at all. Why should you? Why should I? They have no story. There is no story to write.
Well, somebody has been telling them, though, Chris. And if it's coming back again.
If you tell people false story.
Oh, come on. Oh, for Christ's sakes. You still think you're being listened to. How can I be saying people... Excuse me.
The genie out of the bottle.
Please tell me... Please tell me which is the one false story I told them. The fact that you left to go to the gym, the fact that you told me about, the fact that you lied to me about... Just tell me.
About me breaking up with Karina.
I mean, is this a joke? Excuse me. This particular story... But, Chris, it doesn't stack up.
It's very, very simple. It's very simple.
Listen.
If you don't want to appear in the newspapers, don't talk to journalists.
Excuse me, Chris. You appear in the newspapers all the time you talk to them, and you appear, very often very negatively because of what you've done. It hasn't got anything to do with me, it's what it's got to do with you. But if this story is a true story, and somebody knows, and someone is telling people...
Absolute cobblers. Do you think journalists tell you the truth when they tell you?
Well, where did they hear it from then? How did they know? They knew the date when I took your points.
Let me talk.
Yeah, okay. How do they know?
When they ring up and they say, we have it on regular authority, we're going to run this story, crap. All that means is that they're fishing for someone to stand it up. And if you don't give them any comment, they can't run it. There's no story here. So all you've got to do, if you want to stay on the paper...
You want me to just lie to people, basically, like you have done continuously.
You do not have to... Look, you have told various lies to the papers.
Like what? Give me one.
Tell me that.
Give me one. Give me one. You lied to them about the point.
I have a Saturday to get on with. It's entirely what you do. I think you're intelligent enough to work out that if you don't want to get in the papers, you don't tell them.
Don't be ridiculous. You're the one who lies.
No, bye.